Are you allowing fear to govern your life? Remember that you are loved with an everlasting love.
Elizabeth Elliot says, Hollywood's notion of love is millions of miles from the slightest comprehension of what the love of God is all about. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of Quest for Love and Love Has a Price Tag. Helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life, here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about growth in serenity. We've been discussing old age and the fact that the person who doesn't have hope in Christ understandably wants to fend off the subject, avoid it like the plague. It seems to me that a Christian's attitude toward old age ought to be one of joy, with the prospect of seeing him whom we love face to face. I think of Amy Carmichael's poem, "One thing have I desired, my God, of thee, that will I seek, thine house be home to me." And I think of all the old saints that I have been privileged to know, and what their serenity has meant to me. I've seen the visible example in their lives of the serenity that comes in placing your faith firmly on Jesus Christ, knowing that he will take care of us. It takes a long time for most of us to learn that the obstacles and resistances are all a part of the educational material of Christ. He is providing the contexts in which each can be shaped into the likeness of his Son. I don't know what the obstacles and resistances may be in your life today, but I do know that they are intended to be the educational material out of which God provides the context in which you can be shaped into the likeness of his Son. There's always exactly enough in the context of each of our lives to provide us with the opportunity to deny ourselves and to take up the cross and to follow him. The opportunity to learn to know Jesus Christ exactly where we are. We don't need to be somewhere else. We don't need to have a different set of brains or a different set of talents or a different job or a different husband or a different family or different co-workers. It is precisely in the midst of what we think of as our obstacles and resistances and perhaps limitations that God provides the educational material. But being so earthy, we moan and we groan, and we imagine that if we could just shed the whole apparatus, physical and mental, and shed all our own particular set of circumstances and get another set of each, physical and mental apparatus and circumstances, then maybe we could make some progress. But the only progress that you and I are ever going to make is in the very place where God has put us, with all the mental and physical apparatus which seem to us so restricting. And I speak particularly to you who are older, and you're so keenly aware of the fact that there are some limitations that you didn't used to feel mentally and physically. Your memory is going. You know that story of the man who went to the psychiatrist very alarmed because he said, "Doctor, I'm losing my memory. I can't remember things anymore." And the doctor said, "Well, I'm sorry to hear that." He said, "How long has this been going on?" And the man said, "Well, how long has what been going on?" The physical and mental apparatus may seem restrictive and non-conducive to growth. Is it still possible to grow and to bring forth fruit in old age? The Bible tells us it is. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Are you allowing fear to govern your life, taking your cues from the world? The world has good reason to fear death. They don't know where they're going. They haven't got a loved one waiting to greet them with open arms on the other side. They may have relatives, but they don't know the Savior himself, the one who trod a very long and weary road to save us, the one who bore a heavy cross, and the one who waits with joy at the Father's right hand for us. They have reason to be afraid. But if you're a Christian, do you have any reason to be afraid? Are you allowing fear to govern your life? Remember that you are loved with an everlasting love, and that underneath are the everlasting arms. My parents always used to have one of these scripture text calendars with the date and a scripture text and sometimes a little meditation for each day. And I think my mother must have torn this one off of her calendar and given it to me on the day after I had received word that my second husband, Addison Leach, had what the doctor called an aggressive cancer in the mouth. And I was terrified. I was terrified, of course, at the thought of having to lose a second husband. My first had been killed. But I was also terrified at the visions of horror that were awakened in my mind at the thought of cancer of the mouth and the possibility of having to watch his face either cut away by surgery or eaten away by cancer. And this was the text for that day that my mother gave me, Mark 16:3. Who shall roll us away the stone? Looking at some trouble lying in the dark, sad, drear, unknown, we too often ask with sighing, who shall roll away the stone? Thus with care our spirits crushing, when they might from care be free, and in joyous songs outgushing, rise in rapture, Lord, to thee. Many a storm cloud sweeping o'er us never comes to cause us pain. Often in the feared tomorrow sunshine comes, the clouds have flown. Ask not then in foolish sorrow, who shall roll away the stone? You know the context, of course, of that verse. The women were coming to put the spices on Jesus' body the day after the Sabbath. And as they were approaching the tomb, it occurred to them that there was a huge stone covering the mouth of it. And so they asked the very practical question, who is going to roll away the stone for us? When they got there, God had already taken care of the obstacle. The angel was sitting there. The stone had been rolled away. So God had anticipated their fears. I think of my dear Miss Cumming, another one of my spiritual mothers. She was my house mother when I was a college student at Wheaton in Illinois. And when she was dying of cancer in a retirement home, she wrote to me that the old gospel song that was comforting her so much in those days, and she was very lonely. I don't think she had any family at all, and probably very few friends down there who could have visited her at that time. She said the gospel song that was giving her comfort was God Will Take Care of You. And the words go like this, be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. He will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. And I thought how perfectly normal and natural it would be for dear Miss Cumming to feel very worried and anxious, even terrified, about what the course of this disease might do to her and what was going to happen as far as the paying of bills were concerned. I really don't know what her situation was. But her letter expressed a peaceful resting in that all-loving and all-powerful care. Hers was a serenity born of trust. In Psalm 50, verse 23, it says, "He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God." Have you ever thought about the fact that offering thanksgiving actually prepares the way for God's answer to your prayers? That's what it says. I'll read it again. "He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me and prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God." There may be times when God doesn't seem to be doing anything about your prayers. And the reason is that you have not prepared the way by thanking him. Well, you say, if my prayer hasn't been answered, how am I supposed to thank him? Well, there are a lot of other things you can thank him for too, aren't there? Thank him for the fact that you have somebody who loves you. Thank him that you have something to do. Even if you're flat on your back, you can pray. Thank him for the cup of coffee you had this morning or the cup of tea that you are having right now. So many little comforts that we hardly even think to thank him for. Thank him for heat in the house when you need heat, or air conditioning when you need air conditioning, or maybe just an electric fan, or maybe a paper fan. Thank him. And that prepares the way for his showing you his salvation. You don't know what that miracle may be, whether the stone is going to be rolled away in some miraculous way, or whether it's simply going to melt away and your fears come to nothing. Who shall roll us away the stone? Burden not thy soul with sadness. Let the wiser be thy choice. Drink the wine of life with gladness. God will bid thee, man, rejoice. In today's bright sunshine basking, leave tomorrow's care alone. Spoil not present joy by asking who shall roll away the stone. Leave tomorrow's care alone. Growth in serenity. God bless you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.